The first one comes online next week, and through the summer, more than 50 will pop up across the state. That's fewer than the 60-plus in Connecticut and more than 100 charging stations in Massachusetts, says Al Dahlberg, who helped craft the plan. He says once all the charging stations are in, a smartphone app will guide drivers to the nearest one.
People can be driving through Rhode Island or along major arterials and plug into their GPS or their navigation system and see where the local charging stations are.
Dahlberg says stimulus funds will pay for the charging stations, and the station's host will pay for the power for the first 4 years, making it free for drivers to charge their cars. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.